be making a phone call today, and that. What's nice about that, they're pretty quick on their parts over there at Ramco, and that, you know, order them like today, and tomorrow they're in the mail.
So do you need the part number, or do they look it up based off the radio model?
Well, someone, but they, just the 520s, I'll probably, I don't know if I want to put 520s back in it again, or RTs, I'm not sure what I want to put in there, because I don't want the heating problem, because there's only two small fans in the bottom of the thing.
Yep, so I take it these are what absorbs the too much residents coming back?
Yeah, it's what, well, they're the, what's in it. And the other ones are, if you put like an RT, what are they, RT5s? I think RT5s say that they run 40%, you'll pick up 40% more off of it as far as your power goes. And if you do like a RT6, it's like 60%, but then you start running into heat.
Okay, I think I understand. So basically, these are what's controlling your power, and it's absorbing, I guess, energy to transmit with.
Yeah, that's the big reason. Well, between that and the high SWR, well, you turn the amp board on, it's like a 1.9 in that, and when, with that amp board on, you're modulating, it goes way up over a 2. No wonder the damn thing blew.
Yep, I understand. Because I'm watching mine when it does that, and yes, the more power you put in, the more SWR it's throwing out. But that's out, not through the radio.
Did you ever find out what happened to your antenna?
No, I don't know what the deal is with that thing up there. This, like I said, this is the second time it went out. And the first time I blamed it on the coax and whatnot. Then I put all new coax and stuff on it. You know, it seemed to work. Oh, over a year it's been working. You know, then all of a sudden it just went out. And I figured, well, I'll go get Tony's analyzer, and I'll put the analyzer on here and find out if there is a problem with the antenna itself, and come to find out, it is.